Jeannie, morning. How are you, ma'am?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good. You know, the countdown is on. The crunch is here. I got a lot of stuff I want to throw at you. Ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. For the people who maybe, through whatever reason, have never heard you here on News Radio WJPF, take me back to 2012, state representative. Give us just a little bit of a rundown of what you've been doing up until the time you pull the trigger to run for governor.
I've been defending taxpayers. You look at my bills, everything is about property tax reform. It's about regular tax reform. It's about bringing back business. It's about government accountability. It's like making sure that you stop renting from your superintendent, making sure that they stop putting you in debt further. I mean, all of my legislation, nearly all of it, is about taxpayers. I went down to defend taxpayers. That's what I've been doing. And I've been speaking the truth on the floor, and I've been putting people in boxes where they have to answer questions, where we then find out the truth about so much else. That's what I've been doing, courageously speaking up for people, being the common sense voice down there.
All right, we are in a fiscal mess in the state of Illinois. You can take it and put it in lumps. You can say pension. You can say budget. You can see tax burden that drives the occupants from the state, drives the taxpayer from the state of Illinois.
Yep.
We're in a financial mess. What is the way out?
You need brand new leadership, wholesale new leadership. And honestly, it has to start with the Republican Party. Because the Republican Party could do so much more. But your leaders in the Republican Party are not standing up for you. They're not speaking courageously on the floor. They're not putting people in a box. They're not taking it to the Democrats. They're playing along with the Democrats. And now they're running shameful, shameful smear campaigns in the Republican primary. Not just against me, but around new conservative talent that is trying to challenge primary voters that are trying to challenge Republicans in primaries that voted for that tax increase. They're smearing them completely. So everything's a lie down there. Everything's a game against the taxpayers. Everything is, one joke after another on the House floor. They're so unserious down there, and the Republican leadership is letting them get away with it.
All right, so
you need new Republican leadership first.
So the nature of these ads in many cases is to associate you with Madigan or associate other people with Madigan at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit about these ads and saying that you are a Madigan. You're bought and paid for by Mike Madigan. It's not an understatement when it comes to these ads, Jeannie.
They're wholesale lies. Governor Rauner lied to the Cardinal, lied to every single state rep down there. He's lied to everybody about everything, and these are flat-out lies. And the leadership is saying nothing. Jim Durkin, silent. He's worked with me for 6 years. He knows I'm actually Madigan's worst nightmare, not Madigan's best friend. Bill Brady knows that. All of your state reps down in that area know that. All of them. And they've failed to defend what's going on. And they failed. They're on Rauner's bandwagon only for his money. That's what you have.
All right, let's take a look.
Everything that they're saying is a lie about me.
All right, let's take a look at some of these items here. You know, when it comes to digging out of the state of Illinois, people are looking for money. And it's interesting because you can pick more than one category. But let's take a look at legalizing marijuana. You know, if it's a right thing to legalize marijuana, then why didn't we do it before? I mean, legalizing drugs because you need the money makes you a drug dealer. If it's the right thing to do, it's one thing, but saying, well, no, it'll generate revenue is another issue altogether. Now, a lot of people support it, but still, is it the right thing to do, or is it the right thing to do for the state's wallet?
It's absolutely the wrong thing to do for the state of Illinois. The social costs of legalizing marijuana are going to be enormous in the state. Just look at, Colorado. Increased homelessness. Over 40% increase in teenage drug use, and here we can't even handle our opioid problems. And the funny thing about this is they have expanded medical marijuana and its uses, even though it was supposed to have a 4-year pilot program where nothing else was done. They expanded it, and now they want to expand it to legalization of marijuana. You know why? Because the people who got into the medical marijuana market do not have enough customers to make a profit. That's why they want to expand this. So those folks, and it was all done in an opaque way. So nobody knows who really owns these dispensaries. Nobody knows who really the growers are. It's all hidden in LLCs where you don't know who's actually the big boys buying into this scheme. And they thought they were going to make a lot of money in medical marijuana, and they're not. So now they want legalization.
One of the two items that literally I felt were the spark that set Jeannie Ives on fire were two in particular issues. One, sanctuary status state for the state of Illinois, even though the governor says it's not a sanctuary law. And number two, taxpayer-funded abortions. Those two items together really seem to be the one that fueled your campaign.
And that's because it fueled the campaign for everybody else. Everybody else was just sickened by what this Republican governor put in place. Just sickened. And, you know, we now like to call it, we're a fugitive state. So, we're, you know, you can be a fugitive from the law in the state of Illinois, and you can have protected status that other citizens don't have. So, I mean, this is how we've become. And honestly, it's even happening in DuPage County. I just was made aware of a memo in DuPage County where they flat out say that they're not going to contact ICE at all if you're sitting in jail and you're an illegal immigrant. So we are a fugitive state at this point.
And the abortion law?
The abortion law. I mean, look, what Republican would ever put in taxpayer funding of abortion on demand in a state that's bankrupt? Listen, Rauner is the fringe candidate on both these issues. Zero of 73 legislators voted for, Republican legislators voted for taxpayer funding of abortion. He's the fringe candidate. He's the one out of step with Republicans. Same thing, only six people agreed to the sanctuary state status, and I know at least one of them regrets his vote. So six of them. I mean, so he is fringe.
All right,
and he does not represent our party.
All right, let's take a look at any of a long list of subjects, because when you realize you're really in a target-rich environment, already our listeners are piling up and asking questions here right now. I've got one listener who just texted in and says, Rauner told me personally, he's one of our listeners, that we've always paid for abortions. What's the difference now? This is a question from one of our listeners, Sheila, this morning out of Des Moines.
Look, Sheila, we only in the past paid if it was rape, incest, or the health of a mother. And it had to be defined by a medical doctor in a specific way. So we paid for maybe $299. This opens us up to paying for tens of thousands of abortions. And don't make no mistake about it. Every person who's on Medicaid can now get a taxpayer-funded abortion. Every state employee, even though some of them are making well above the state median income, we will have to pay for their abortion on demand, any reason at all, through all 9 months.
The Department of Health reported that 4,500 women from out of state came to Illinois for abortions last year. Did you see that story? I read it in the Associated Press. What was behind that?
Yeah. Well, no, we still have Medicaid eligibility problems. So there's no doubt that out of state women will come here for abortions, and Planned Parenthood sees us as a profit center. They've opened up one brand new Planned Parenthood in Flossmoor, and they have plans to open possibly four more this year alone, even as they close other Planned Parenthoods in other states. We are now their profit center. They can make a lot of money, you know, with taxpayer-funded abortion.
Bailing out Chicago schools has been another item. Did the state of Illinois and the rest of the taxpayers outside of Chicago bail out Chicago schools?
Absolutely. They have preferential treatment when it comes to still getting a $250 million block grant that no other school district receives. And now we're picking up the entire cost of the Chicago Teacher Pension Fund. And, you know, that's $17 billion in debt that they have accrued between just their pension fund and other debt that is now going to be a socialized cost across the state. But the biggest problem here is Governor Rauner never fixed the property tax assessment system, even though I brought it up to him 3 years ago. And it's foundational to any education funding that goes on, and their assessments, they're way under-assessed. They're nearly half of what the state average is the assessment in Cook County. So we're getting taken advantage of, and Rauner let it happen.
All right, because this, if you talk to people downstate, this is one of the items when they start eyeing the border, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri, because for us here in southern Illinois, it's right over there. Paducah's right over there. Evansville's right over there. Cape Girardeau's right over there. And they start talking about property taxes driving out. I can't afford to keep my home. What can we do about property taxes and funding education properly downstate? Because, see, we've been promised fixes before. Lottery, James Thompson, will never have to worry about school funding again if we have the lottery. I mean, we've been promised before. What can be done now?
Well, you need somebody who understands the policy and is going to be honest with people so that they can dictate what happens next. I mean, that's the truth. So Rauner never led on policy because he didn't care about the details, and so he couldn't lead on policy. And they put the wrong people in place. I mean, Tony Smith is a liberal Democrat from Los Angeles. He's running your school system. He wants us to spend $7 billion next year He's out of step with both Rauner and everybody else and our budget. So, you know, the way you get rid of property taxes is the burden is you have to cap them now, like Indiana has. They have a 1% cap on property taxes. And you have to make the state the primary funder of education. In order to do that, you have to cut costs, which includes consolidating school districts. We have to do it. We have 25% of our school districts are single school districts. There's one school and all that district administration on top of it. So we've got to do some consolidation of school districts first, and we got to cut costs. And I'm going to go after it. And I'm going to direct our school superintendent to make sure that they're putting in plans to make that happen.
One of the ways that people look at elections, and sometimes they're who I should vote for, people kind of get down to that bottom line is, and we don't know who's going to be the Democratic nominee is, but it's presumed to be J.B. Pritzker. Yeah. But when you see a field this large and the vote split so many different ways, I don't think you can safely presume a doggone thing. But for the sake of argument, can Jeannie Ives, if she wins the March 20th primary, defeat J.B. Pritzker?
Absolutely. We think it'll be easier to defeat J.B. Pritzker than this primary is going to be. He is a very flawed, vulnerable candidate, and I guarantee you, most Illinoisans, no matter what your political stripe is, has a lot more common sense than to elect somebody like that with close ties to Blagojevich, who has gamed the property tax assessment system to his advantage, and who is nothing more than a wealthy billionaire who is completely out of touch with the average Illinoisan. Nobody is electing the plutocrat in 2018 in the state of Illinois. And I guarantee you already we have made the outreach to particular constituencies like the African-American folks, like property tax owners in South Suburban Cook, who need the same relief that you guys have there. And our message is going to resonate with everybody around the state, and nobody's going to buy J.B. Pritzker's message.
J.B. Pritzker, out of the book, and let's just talk about you between now and March 20th, differentiating yourself between Governor Rauner. Today, I think we've already touched on that. But at this point, if you've got 60 seconds, and this is the last time you get to speak to someone before they walk into the March 20th primary and they pulled a Republican ballot, what do you want them to know about you? Bruce Rauner aside, what about Jeannie Ives? What about Jeannie Ives for governor? What would you tell them is the reason for you to be that mark next to your name?
When you look at who you want to put in office, you need to ask yourself a couple of questions. One, is the person I'm electing, do they care enough about the position to be inquisitive enough to find the right policy solutions and to listen to everybody? And number two, do they have the courage of their convictions to actually speak when it's necessary and lead on the policy? That's who you want in office. That's who you want in office. Who is that person going to surround themselves with to make the important decisions? And time again, I have been a leader on policy, and people have listened to me in committee and on the House floor, and I have the best policy advisors helping with this campaign to turn this state around. And we will have an open door, because what I know and what Governor Rauner fails to understand, I know that folks at the local level down in Southern Illinois, you have the solutions to your problems, and you know better how to solve the problems at your local level than the politicians who reside in Chicago and do their dirty deeds in Springfield. And we're going to listen to everybody, whether you're from Rock Island County or whether you're from, you know, Vienna or Marion or wherever you are. We're going to listen to you because you have better ideas than we do, and I know it.
Jeannie Ives, she's a Republican candidate. She's a state representative. She has been since 2012, right? Yeah, 2012.
Elected in 2012. Yep, right. Seated in 2013.
West Point graduate. I mean, there are a lot of things on your credentials here. You're a mother, so you know what it's like to be in a situation. When I allude to that, not because you're just because you're a mother, because you've got kids that are in schools, and of course, concerns about guns as we are now. There are a lot of things that need to be on the stove, and here we go in Illinois. I mean, you look outside the border of Illinois and you see the United States, jobs, right? We see more and more jobs. Now, granted, we saw Granite City, the tariff thing. But Illinois, it seems to not be positioned in such a way to take advantage of it, because our name has a level of toxicity in the business community, doesn't it?
And there's no doubt. I mean, we are, basically blacklisted from a lot of companies from coming here for a variety of reasons. They can't make a buck. They can't make it work. But I tell you what, we start to straighten out our budget and we take on our pension problem head on, you'll see a lot more confidence because companies want to locate here. We have a beautiful state. Southern Illinois is drop-dead gorgeous. We have so much potential down there. Our farming industry should be a haven for all sorts of food manufacturing, but they're finding other places to go. But they want to be here, trust me. So it's a matter of who's at the top. Do they have confidence that we're going to solve our problems and that they're not going to be taxed to death? So we're all ears when it comes to the business community, and we're going to put legislators in a box. You're either going to vote for business, or we're going to make sure that you're voted out of office. That's what we're going to do. We're going to expose these legislators who have been voting against business, and we're going to get new people in. It's the only way to change it. You change out the politicians, you change policy, and then you can change lives.
I'm just looking at some of the messages that are coming in about you right now. Unions, keep them out. I'm seeing Sheila's going, thank you for answering a question there. So, Jeannie, I want to thank you for your time. We'll be speaking to other gubernatorial candidates over the course of the week up until the 20th. But I tell you what, I know that you've been very, very busy, and I really appreciate you carving out 15 minutes for our listeners today.
Tom, if I could say one more thing.
Sure.
Look, Governor Rauner has betrayed you at every turn, and he's going to get ready to betray you on the guns, too. He refused to fill out the NRA questionnaire twice. I have an A rating with the NRA. Just watch it. Governor Rauner will sign those horrible gun bills that basically confiscate your guns. So I just want people to be aware of that.